Archdiocese of New Zealand.
Of the Ecumenical Patriarchate presents
In the Narthex
with Father Paul Patitsis.
Join him as he shares with us the ancient apostolic faith of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church.
And now your host, Father Paul.
Thank you for listening to In the Narthex. We're going to continue our discussion with Mr. George Nicola today, and I hope that you can stay tuned.
To me, you are.
Well, George, we're back again.
Nice to be back.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
With the
nice
miracle of
back.
Electronics and
sure.
Sound studios, we
fantastic.
Can travel through time. So here we are back sitting together, and we're talking. I had a wonderful discussion with you last week, George.
Sure.
And it was really kind of provocative because we talked about some very tough topics.
Yep.
And of course, the worst one was talking about the death of your beloved sister and your brother. And
uh-huh.
I mean, we didn't exhaust it. We just
nope.
touched the surface of it. But, you know, today I want to see if you have any other. We were just getting into the topic of, you know, how do we build a relationship with God? And you mentioned that the first thing should be to have a real belief that he exists. I think that's a lovely place to start. But there are some people who don't have any sense that there is a God at all, and so they might not start there. But I thought maybe just to, you know, to begin our discussion today, I thought I'll throw out an idea.
Yep.
And that is, you know, make some effort as if he is there and see what happens. You know, there's a story... there's a story that a woman wrote called Talking About God is Dangerous. She lived in the Soviet Union, and at the time when she was living there, religion, normal, ordinary religion, was outlawed. I think...
Stalin,
yes, yes. And then under the... they allowed for yoga, I think.
Wow.
Because it wasn't considered exactly religion.
Okay.
So she was studying yoga, and she was trying to... they have a thing, I think they call it the Om, or basically a sound that you try to make, a frequency that you try to make,
mm-hmm.
to allow you to reach a higher level of consciousness and to communicate with the world beyond somehow, if I'm putting it right. Since I never studied yoga, I don't know if I'm getting it right. But anyway, so she was looking for something to be her mantra, if you will. And she said, well, she stumbled upon this book in the yoga, says you could also use the Lord's Prayer. So she said, okay, I'll use the Lord's Prayer. So she, I don't know why she chose the Lord's Prayer. She just happened to. She said the Lord's Prayer without any faith, without any belief in God at all.
Yep.
Not believing that he existed in any way, shape, or form.
Just as a mantra.
Just as a mantra. She said it the first time, second time, third time. The third time she said it, she said, I felt completely overwhelmed by the presence of God.
Wow.
And here's a person that zero faith.
Wow.
God was there with her in that room.
Okay.
And from there... she began a search that brought her back to the Orthodox Church, became, you know, practicing Orthodox Christian.
Sure.
And not that her story was so simple afterwards, because as you can imagine, it was still outlawed at the time.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of challenges, but that's why the title of the book is Talking About God is Dangerous.
Yeah.
So it has two meanings. The first meaning is, if you talk to God, there is a danger that he might actually listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that requires something of you to engage him. And I guess that's, you know, if we're going to start the conversation today, I thought, let's talk about how do we grow in faith? You know, you mentioned have a belief in him. I'm saying now as a secondary thing to that, if you don't have a belief in him, just start having a conversation with him in case something comes of it.
Be willing to change, Father. I think it's a lot of the being able to look, even like bring your shield down and say, okay, maybe there is something here. You know, let's try something different to get out of your comfort zone.
Beautiful.
You know, sometimes people get into a comfort zone. I do.
Yeah.
I definitely sometimes do. And sometimes I'm scared to change. And, you know, my life's average to good.
Yeah.
You know, why change if it's not broken? Don't try and fix it.
But
that's,
you know,
where my faith comes in.
I think that God isn't just interested, though, in the things we do.
Yeah.
I think what has helped me as an Orthodox Christian more than perhaps anything was that when I started to understand that God was more concerned with who I am.
Okay.
As opposed to what I do.
Sure.
You know, I think when we're young in the faith and our parents, they say, don't do this, don't do that, you know, don't talk so much, or, you know, don't look at that person, or whatever, I don't know, whatever
yeah.
they might say.
Yeah.
You know, you're staring, you know, anyway, something that might tell us they're always... trying to get you to live
jumpy.
On the edge, and you're
bit jumpy.
Yeah, yep. you don't want to do anything wrong because
sure.
you're going to get in trouble. But, and of course, that sometimes people teach their children morals. They just make
definitely.
Them afraid of everything bad.
No, that's where it's a lot. That's a lot of our upbringing, especially in the Greek Orthodox Church.
Yes,
was
you know, a little bit of a fear factor.
Right? Yeah, fear factor. Don't cross your legs in church. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Yeah, without any real explanation. But I think that what's lost in that is that we don't. You know, it's really not correct, because God isn't so... of course, we should be good. We are asked to live upright lives. But what God is more concerned with is who we are.
Okay.
And we know that from the scriptures, that we know that from the gospels. Who did Christ associate with when he was walking on earth?
Yeah.
The sinners.
Yeah.
The people who didn't get it right all the time.
Yeah.
And he, you know, hung out with the Samaritans and he, the people who were broken and physically had ailments that would have excluded them from common society. He reached out to them. He was with them. Even the little short guy who had to climb a tree to see Jesus Christ says, "Let me go to your house." You know, he had no height prejudice, of course.
Sure.
The Lord reached out to everyone. But that's something where we lose it when we just focus on what you do and how you act. And we forget that God is concerned with the real person.
Okay.
What do you think of that, George?
Yeah, totally, Father. I mean, God's, you know, people look at him in different ways. I sometimes take him for granted. Like I said previously, I mean, I know he's there. I've had so many things happen to me last year, 2017, that was just unbelievable.
Really?
I've had a horrible couple of years, but 2017 was absolutely my year. I was blessed. I was blessed, Father.
May 2018 be wonderful.
I hope so, yeah. it's faith. I want to ask you a couple of questions,
please.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, just talking about our Greek Orthodox faith, is that a lot of people say it's the oldest religion.
Well, and among the Christian denominations, it's the oldest. I mean, sorry for anybody who is offended by that, but just we can say that because we haven't changed. You know, some certain things that are differences between us, for instance, and the Roman Catholics, are things that Roman Catholics have made adjustments on. I mean, that's our perspective. They've made some additions, but we haven't done that. We've tried to keep exactly as the faith as we received it and keep it till today. You know.
I remember I came to you a couple of months ago, and I told you, sometimes, you know, I like coming to church, you know, but I don't come all the time because I find it a bit boring.
Yeah.
You know, the whole St. John's liturgy, I find it, you know. But then you explain to me how, you know, how deep it goes.
You know, I think if I remember that conversation, George, the first thing I told you is, it's supposed to be boring.
Yes, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it on the radio. But yeah, that's what you said.
Good on you. Because you know what I think it is. We don't in the Orthodox tradition. We don't have the idea that you should come to church to be entertained.
Okay.
You know, so there's not going to be a band, and there's not going to be a
hollering and yelling,
and we're not
going
to dance now. And not that those things are bad; they have their place. But for us, they don't have a place in worship.
Okay.
Because for us, worshiping is trying to put ourselves in the presence of the unknowable God.
Unknowable?
Unknowable.
What do you mean by that?
There is no human brain, and nor collective human brains or artificial intelligence that can comprehend God.
Okay.
He is unknowable. There's no limit to him because he's infinite. And of course, we use the term he, but, you know, the truth is God doesn't have a gender.
Sure.
So anyway, God is everywhere present
and
filling all things. So there's no limit to him. And the depth of him is beyond our wildest imagination.
Okay.
So to come and to think that we're going to sing a song and somehow by just being happy, we're going to be in his presence and that's worship, that doesn't fly with the Orthodox Church. For us, we want you to come to that place of, essentially, I'm putting it this way, asceticism or silence or even even deprivation.
Deprivation.
You know, so that you can say, well, okay, I've stripped away all that the world says is me, and now it's just me and God. And can I communicate
with
him?
Trying to be
humble. Yes, well, there's certainly a huge amount of humility in that, but there's also, you're making place for the encounter. You want to meet him. So if you bring in too much from outside, how is he going to speak to you?
Okay.
You know? So what other traditions, I'm not saying, all of them, but some of them might say is, well, we feel him, you know, we feel happier when we leave, we've felt uplifted, or maybe we've heard a good sermon, we're moved to repentance, so we feel something. But for the church, it's not so much about feeling. Just like we said earlier, it's not so much about doing, nor is it about feeling. It's about being.
Being.
So the church wants us to be with God, be in his presence.
Okay.
Now, George, I'm talking to you. I know you know this, but because we're on the radio, I have to describe it to you. you know, we have that beautiful icon of Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
That's behind the altar.
Sure.
And there's Christ with his arms outstretched and his head a little bit to the side because he's passed away. He's dead. But on the halo, there is a little image of a cross, just with simple lines. They don't draw it any more complex than that. And you can see there's a cross in the halo. And then inside of the three bars of the cross that are appearing, there's the letters O, Omega, and N, or in Greek, Omicron, Omega, and Ni.
Sure.
And those letters make two words, which is the participle O-on, which means in English, or can be translated in English as he who is.
He who is.
Or another way to translate it is the source of beingness.
Okay.
Here he is, the source of beingness. So when we look at God, we should know that everything that is came from him, and everything that we are comes from him.
Yeah.
So the more we want to know who he is, we want to really worship, we've got to peel away so much of the things that we've placed on ourselves that really aren't us. You know, our wealth, our degrees, our, our stature, our reputation, whatever. Peel it all away and say, okay, here I am, Lord. You know the secret depth of me.
It's just to the core of the person.
Now let's talk man to man or person to person.
Emmanuel.
Yes. And that's how worship takes place. So that is boring initially.
Because
Because it's meant to be a deprivation of, there's plenty to excite the senses in the Orthodox Church. So don't get me wrong. You know, there's the incense, there's the vestments, there's the music. But there is a certain sameness about every service that is meant to.
And it hasn't changed. Yeah. And it hasn't changed. In so many centuries,
The changes are so small that we could almost say there's no change.
Yeah. You know?
And we're talking about 2,000-year period, and we're still praying the prayers of St. John Chrysostom, who died in 410 AD. So.
Can we go on a bit about St. John Chrysostom?
Oh, sure.
Just to make that clear, you said
about 405, 406. I'm not sure the exact year of his death, but very shortly after the...
And why is our liturgy based on him?
Well, actually, his liturgy was based on St. Basil's liturgy, but he said it was too long. He wanted to make it simpler.
Okay.
So he pared it down and made it a little easier to perform. But why is it based on him? Because basically everything that's in there covers everything we need, if I can put it that simply.
Okay. Where was he from?
He grew up in Syria, Antioch, Syria.
Okay.
He was Greek-speaking. Of course, in those days, there wasn't Arabic population per se.
Yeah.
At least not that I'm aware of. But the educated people all spoke Greek. So he was educating Greek. He spoke Greek in his home. But he was just a simple preacher in Antioch. But the patriarchate heard about him. The emperor in Constantinople heard about him. And they came at night with a carriage, and they basically kidnapped him. And they said, John, you're coming with us. The emperor wants you in the capital. And the reason they did that is because he was so well-loved in Antioch that if they had taken him by day, the people would have opposed it.
Of course.
So then they took him off to Constantinople.
Kidnapped him.
And then he was ordained, and he was made the patriarch of Constantinople. Well, we are coming close to the end of another episode, Jordan, believe it or not. That went very, very fast.
Too fast.
I know.
Too fast.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, I love it. Any time with you, Father Paul, is good. I mean that. With you was great.
Really appreciate you giving us your time, Jordan.
No problem at all.
It's such a... Well, anyway, the main reason I wanted you is because the hardest thing we have in the radio program is to connect with the audience.
Sure.
And we don't know always what people are thinking.
Of course.
So just having you here, you're sort of our sample audience today.
Definitely, yeah. I'd like to think I'm a bit of a sample audience. I'm not
the
like
best person.
I struggle with my faith.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I'm not, I think what you'd call 100% Christian. I'd like to think I am, but I struggle with it.
Well, that's a perfect place to stop because we know our listeners also struggle. So we thank you again, George, and we're going to take a little break here. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. As always, this has been a radio program of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand. I'm your host, Father Pavlos Patitsis of the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, located here in lovely Western Springs in Auckland. And our program is a ministry of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand, which is headquartered in Wellington and whose arch-shepherd is His Eminence, Archbishop Amphilochios. We thank you for listening, and we ask God's blessings on you and on yours. Thank you.
My spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior.